Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. What's going on, everybody? Hey, they left me in the booth tonight. I loose in the booth all by myself. Hey, but jump on it. If we got something, we might have something that you want to hear. Hit me up out tap you with that. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You know what we do on a Friday night. We recap the week in news and entertainment. It's the Friday night cypher, the after work party. It's the jam session. We're going to keep it moving. Listen, have y'all heard of Daylight? This is whack. You know, he's whacked out of his mind. When I mentioned T.I., it just reminded me of this dude named Daylight. I saw a post here recently. Hey, this is No Mediocre T.I. We're going to keep the party going. 905, your hip-hop informer. Hey, welcome to the Social Lab, the Friday Night Cypher. We'll be right back.
All I want is bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you stand on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue, they look far from mediocre. Right hand in the air, a solid swell. I never go with her, she don't do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. They come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He call me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting, if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Pay flat out, cause she don't have. Hell, one of these, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she sick it, I think it back. You should've asked for a beer. That's me on the bad cheek, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad cheek, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, they go far from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three Mike Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, part of me, but I don't think none of these bitches with me. Why them billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, they don't fall from mediocre. I'm in Brazil with a chick. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a chick. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a chick. I'm the type of guy to split a meal with a chick. Hold up, only if she bad. I had tryna find someone that better than my last girl. Take her to my castle, join her in my castle. Say her things a little, she can fit it in her way. Hey, told me she can't ride that down no further than a cab. Said I got that down down. She wanna be my doula, so she give me brain, get into it on the scooter. Have sex on the beat from Bermuda to Cuba. I need a lot of dime, but I'm looking for a cuter chick. Give me that, what she said when she got too fit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Pretty face, Minaj, they didn't say 20 at the same time. Wanna get your rent paid?
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, they so far from mediocre.
Are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
But you gave me your money when I gave you my heart. Now I'm out here getting this money, so I don't need you no more.
Baby, we gon' shine when the lights off, you heard me? Cause all I want is me, all she want is she. They say we chill out in Boca Raton for say a week. Smoke the better trees, all go Jesus. Send me them nasty pics, my women be so prestigious. Tell me the things you need,
right,
places you wanna see. Till we get filthy rich, Lionel Richie, but still a G. Tell by what's on my feet, tell him by how I move. It's terrible when I'm rough, it's wonderful when it's smooth. Rules of engagement, candles lit in the basement. Leather in all the cars, Bel Air every occasion. Versace on my back, belt in my feet. It's still double M every day of this week. Black bottle boy, let me sweep you off your feet. The red bottom boss, half a ticket every week.
Talk is cheap, and flowers die. What's the point of your apologies if they all end up in lies? I don't even know why. It's so hard for some to truly see. Money don't make no man, and love reigns over everything.
Philly to VA, Scratch Canics, Fresh Radio to Block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio live. You know what it is.
17. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, Social Lab TM, and Madam CeeLo Boston, all the way lying out of Charlotte, where she's trying to stay warm.
Yes.
What up, Mom?
Good afternoon.
What it do?
Good afternoon.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
Yo, that song just brought me full circle. That song came out when I moved here. Yes.
What?
That used to be a ringtone of mine. Yeah.
So it's still rock. Still rock. You are inside Cypher. It's the Friday night after work party, everybody. You know what we do. We recap the week in news and entertainment, real talk with people, real times. Hey, speaking of real talk, listen, we're going to get into like the headbutt of the week. Our commander in chief is in hot water with some world leaders. We'll talk about that. But listen, out of Miami-Dade County, Dade County, Miami. Listen, North Miami Beach police are losing their minds. What they are doing, reported by a local NBC affiliate, there was a sergeant, Valerie Dent. She is a part of the Florida National Guards, the 13th Army Band. Listen, somehow she got a hold of something that she took to the news in Miami. Miami police have been using the faces of African-American men as target practice at the local gun range in Miami. And her brother happened to be one of the young men that she found bullet holes in the target. I mean, really? Really?
That's how they
do. About a month ago, while at a shooting range with fellow soldiers, she found out, ultimately, after recognizing her brother's face on one of the targets. He was arrested about 15 years ago and connected with some type of drag racing, event that left two people dead. And so, you know, I'm looking at a picture of the target, and it's like six African-American men with, I mean, not just bullet holes, I mean, but they these bullets are in their heads. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3 have bullets in their heads on the picture. The other three have bullets, like, in their face. I'm looking at three of them that have, like, three shots in the face. I mean, come on, folks. Really?
I mean, why is everybody being so sensitive about it, though? Don't get mad.
I'm not necessarily sensitive about it because, I mean, clearly it is what it is. Racism exists in America. It's silent.
Right.
And I don't even think it's all that silent anymore. But I'm looking at the visual, and I'm just baffled that they're so blatant about it.
But see, that's the crazy thing. I mean, that's why I asked that question. No one's trying to be funny or play devil's advocate. Just the simple fact that it's been around. It's what's okay. Remember how like I talk about like being mostly the only female working around men. When they're comfortable, they'll say and do anything. I'm just like, why is anybody surprised when this has been the normal for a very long time? It's just like our,
I mean,
our generation that are bringing it forward,
it.
You know?
I get it. And so probably also, you know, looking at it, and I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, because at the end of the day, it just kind of shows you the mentality of individuals.
Right.
And so, I mean, but it also helps you to understand where the rage of individuals who are wanting to also kill police officers. I do not condone
right.
guns. I don't condone gun violence. I do support self-defense. But I don't condone an individual, you know, shooting a police officer, killing a police officer. So clearly I don't condone a police officer killing an individual unnecessarily, specifically one that looks like me. But
right.
to see this in the mind of a police officer, they probably see all of these young men as menaces to society. They're criminals.
Right.
It may not necessarily be a black thing. They just may be perceived as criminals who happen to be black. Wink, wink.
Right. Right. Well, who's to say?
You know, so I think it could probably go both ways. But this is just a rude reality to see this. If you just tuned into the show, it's 9:22. We're talking about a story coming out of Miami where Miami Police Department has been using mugshots of black men for target practice. Interesting. To flip the script, A, E.T. Honors. Coming up February 23rd, hosted by, y'all might think I'm whack for this, but he had one of the hottest CDs, and even though he's an actor and a comedian, he's a dope artist, and he's so underrated. But the BET Honors this year is hosted by Wayne Brady. Yo, he had a
dope CD.
Yeah,
he has a beautiful voice. He has such a beautiful range as an artist. Actor.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a
media.
Dope MC. And so, again, check out BET Honors. Always a classy event, recognizing people in the African-American community for their great work. The headbutt of the week. Did y'all see KG like and Dwayne Wade go at it this week?
Yes. Was it Dwayne Wade or was it Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard. I said Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwight Howard. Yeah, because I'm like, I saw that. And they were trying to say that Dwight Howard kicked KG, but he didn't. He actually caught him in the neck with his fingers. He didn't really get a chance to connect. So that was a little push and shove, you know, going on. KG started
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Yeah, KG was like, get out of here.
Right.
Get out of here.
Dude hit him back, and then KG hit him with the ball. The dude turn around, they swing on each other. Yeah, it was a mess.
Pretty
I was
crazy.
Like, get out of here with that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's,
pretty crazy.
Yeah. I have posted a couple of pictures where the ex-manager of, I want to say Beverly Johnson, you know, the one that was making allegations against Bill Cosby, he was saying that she and Janet Dickerson was not telling the truth. I really want to see how this all unfolds, just other than sheer fact that, you know, for the women that, you know, were violated, if at all, you know, we definitely feel for you. But, I mean, if this man is being dragged through the mud for nothing, it's truly unfair, especially to those who actually have survived, you know, either domestic violence or even sexual assault, you know, so... I would like to see
I don't know who Bill Cosby pissed off, but he clearly pissed somebody off. Because I'll tell you something. I think it's very peculiar that, you know, 19 women plus at this point have accused this man of something that happened, what, like 30 years ago in some instances. For me, you know, I'll draw a line in the sand and say at no time or no day is it okay to force a woman to do something that she doesn't want to do, period.
Right.
However, comma, why 30 years later? Why 30 years later? What this fiasco says to me is that Bill Cosby pissed somebody off way up high, and they pulled the plug on the dirty bathtub water.
You know what? Yeah. We are definitely going to touch
it just
back
doesn't
on that.
Make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Hey, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher where we recap the week in news and entertainment. Hey, Madam CeeLo Boston, TMA. We'll be right back. Here's a throwback for you. In your ear, baby.
Come out and play.
I know you had to do a remix, right?
Mad, I get more butts than ashtrays. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga throat much. More guns than roses, poses shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the gooch disappear. Vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics. The shit is depressing, pathetic. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor, yeah. Time for new flavor, yeah. I'm just kicking new flavor.
No rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight rap great, bust a head straight and drench. I'm everlasting, like it's so on protest. A tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, world is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear to your gut, did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kick it bad flavor in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
2194, mad motherfucking hardcore. It's my time to burn to explore. The flavor in your ear is the Boy Scout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my neck sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flappish abyss. BLS 97 kiss bastard. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Niggas know my name, yo, Puffy.
Diamonds, you're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blow tishes, skeevy, delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn, holla to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean, Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Hunch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your ghost cat. Word to mama, I tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes, about to bring the noise on the beat. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the rhymes, the way we bout to rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches, let the ass on fat bitches. Wait 1 sec, if I get down, I'm rolling with the heavy wind connect through the stomping ground now.
Don't you get the stitches, grant your riches every time. Bring it bitches when I bust the back. I know one thing the whole world
time that they have to break food on the same record. Five new flavors on the beat, feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear and blow up everywhere. Fucking new flavors in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mac a brand new flavor in your ear.
Take that. It's TMI Radio Live. Yo, that was Craig Mack with Flavor in Your Ear, the remix, with Diddy all over it. Yes, it's 9:32 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:32 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, y'all can figure it out. Yo,
yo,
we
you
are about to talk about
earlier. You posted something earlier. Before we get into MLK, definitely happy Martin Luther King weekend, folks. We have a dream on this show. Listen,
okay.
You posted something earlier from who I'm calling a whacked, like, yo, the dude is whacked out of his mind. This dude, Daylight, share with the people about this lunatic, Daylight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So for those of you that don't know who Daylight is, he is a battle rapper. He is known, you know, throughout the underground. He's a dope rapper, a freestyle rapper. However, he says he's not gay, right? But he does these, when he does interviews, he'll just arbitrarily drop that he'll have sex with P. Diddy. That's who his target was last year. And when asked what his target was for 2015, guess who he wanted to hump? T.I. Yes, none other than our Atlanta's own T.I. Daylight said he's not gay, but he'll suck a couple of things, and T.I. is on his hit list.
Yo, when I watched the interview, I was like, he you know, I don't know him. I've never heard him, so I didn't know he was a real
he's
artist.
Serious.
But it seemed like a parody. It seemed like it was comedy, like he was trying to, you know, make a name for himself or get like, you know, certain number of likes.
He's already known.
It seemed like he was trying to get attention. It didn't seem like that was real.
He's already known, and he's been like that. And it's funny because he'll do stuff like that while he's rapping. How can you what can you come back with when somebody talks about doing something sexually to you that makes you uncomfortable?
Leave the room.
You know, right, but hey, he wins a lot of battles.
Because he makes people nervous and they give up. Craziness.
Yes.
Craziness.
Is definitely the name of it.
Congratulations to my dude Usher, who just engaged Grace Miguel. How about that?
A longtime girlfriend.
Yeah, congrats, and also congratulations to Luda, who married I can't even pronounce her name. But Mr. and Mrs. Ludacris, congratulations.
Definitely.
Hey, it is MLK weekend. Man, listen, we got to do better when it comes to these MLK flyers. Yo, come on now. Come on. Are we twerking for MLK? Like, really? I mean, come on, people. We twerking for MLK? Nah.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm looking at a flyer. Martin Luther King, first of all, he looked like he got on a tight fitted sweater. He got on a fat gold dookie chain. And the title of the party is Freedom to Twerk, MLK Day Weekend Party. That's going down tomorrow night. in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Freedom to twerk? Okay. Really?
Listen, hold on. Have you seen the one where they got him with a king's hat on? With, yeah, well, he looked like Slick Rick, but without the eye patch. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Then we can come out and party.
MLK, MLK Midnight Rumble. This is Rumble number 5 going down in Glenwood, Illinois. MLK Weekend. It's the Midnight Rumble. Come
hold
on, folks.
Now, how about the MLK with the Beats headset, the No Worries Bash? That'll be in.
We got no worries. We get
what?
No worries.
Got no worries. Say it. I'm trying to tell you. It's good gracious, and that's in Florida. Oh, come on, y'all. They got them joint with MLK holding up cash, and the girls in the back dancing. Yeah, some rock bottles everywhere. Says
listen,
I have a dream bash. Strip club flyer.
Are absolutely appalling and somewhat embarrassing, folks.
Man,
Dr.
Listen.
Martin Luther King laid his life down for,
only that.
I mean, come on, folks, for our freedom. And so I get it. I'm a promoter. I get it. An event planner. I get it. But, I mean, some of this
he don't
got to
have on
pretty,
gold chains. He don't got to have on 15 gold
like,
chains. I promise you don't. And a tight leather jacket. In a tight leather jacket. With the gold chain, he got 30 gold chains on and a tight, shiny leather jacket. It's pleather. That's pleather jacket with a cutlass and some rims. MLK is in the middle of the city. Get out of here.
back to MLK.
He would be cussing y'all out right now in religious words.
Hey, here's DJ Spin King featuring French Montana and Jeremiah. We'll be right back. It's Body Operator.
It's Jeremiah, mama, la 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 la.
hip-hop.
Yes. And this is TM Hyman Radio Live. You know, it's 9:41 p.m. on the East Coast. 6:41 on the West Coast. Everybody in the middle, figure it out. And that was DJ Spin King and French Montana and Jeremiah. And the name of it was?
Body Operetta.
Yeah, Body Operetta. I like that. That's some joint that be playing in the After Hours Club or something. I need to find me some friends. I need some younger friends. All my friends old. I need younger friends.
Well, I ain't old, damn it. I'm not old.
You won't come get me. Come get me so we can go somewhere.
Well, I'm on my way. You know what? Nah, it's too damn cold in Charlotte. I'm sorry.
Oh, you wait till my disability comes through, boy. Y'all ain't gonna be leaving me.
Listen, hey, I'm a lover of the handicap. I'm a lover of the handicap.
Okay, shoot. You better.
Talking about some of these ridiculous MLK weekend flyers.
Oh,
Boston found one more. Jeez.
Yes. It said free or slaves. Good God.
Free
or slave. What? Yes, he got. And look, it's the same picture I was talking about. I made it bigger. It's the same one with the 9,000 chains and the slick Rick rings. I'm telling you. Oh my gosh, these people.
Say that it's all in the name of fun, and it's all in the name of entertainment
and promotion. Right. That's they doing anything they can. But did you see where the Martin Luther King Jr.'s children, well, his boys anyway, are trying to sell some of his things and the daughters against it?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they were trying to sell, I don't want to misquote, but they're trying to sell.
Is the King family in trouble? What's going on over there?
That's what it seems. They not agreeing on something. I think I posted it earlier in the week, but yeah, they were beefing because the boys want to sell it and the girls don't. But speaking
well,
of which,
so.
I hope not.
I've been in the company of Patrice King, and she's no joke.
I bet all his kids probably serious. Well, look, how about
Absolutely.
The White House is reportedly supposed to be hosting a screening of Selma. You know, they didn't get recognized. Well, I'm not going to say they didn't get recognized at all, but the director didn't get, nominated for the movie.
Nor did the main actor. The main actor got snubbed, too. Although the movie did get nominated for an Oscar,
Best Picture, the actors
were snubbed.
Right. But they said that the slots for the movies were larger than the slots for the directors and actors. Meaning there were more slots, for more movies to be recognized or nominated versus the slots that were open for the directors and actors. I don't know how swayed that is, though, because the people that are choosing are the people that are on these boards of these award shows, and they range from different backgrounds. It's got money involved. Very interesting, though.
Speaking of the White House, Malia Obama's selfie now under White House investigation. Listen, the first daughter's viral moment is getting even deeper. As we started the new year, she posted a selfie that was just an innocent way of kind of showing off to her friends. But listen, she lives in the White House.
You're
not quite that normal. Malia Obama, listen, the picture has gotten her in a lot of trouble and got the White House scratching their heads. On Sunday, the photo of the first daughter in a pro-era shirt, surfaced on Mass Gorilla's Twitter account. Nobody knew where the photo came from. Social media enthusiasts everywhere kind of gave their two cent, retweeted the picture, shared the picture. It was all over the world. And clearly, you know, the only folks who've kind of benefited from this is Joey Badass and that whole pro-era movement. White House is like, ain't no hip-hop representing up in here.
Right. That's crazy.
Stop it. No, it is.
They
it
can't,
is
help. They can't get away from
it. Girl. Clearly, you know, she listens to rap music regardless of who her daddy be.
Right.
It is what it is. Get out of here.
No, no. People have people. I do, but look, people do. I don't know. How about this? Did you hear about like when 2 Chainz and Nancy Grace got into it over the legalization of marijuana?
No, missed that.
Well,
I'm sure Nancy Grace gave him the business.
How about 2 Chainz gave her the business?
You know, I just say that because she talked like an angry man.
Yes, and she was talking to him in that way, but then how about this? He never broke character. He never stepped outside of his character. He stayed him in it. He wasn't disrespectful, but he did put her in the place of, you know, people speak about the. Like people using weed or whatever, but they're not the ones that are killing people. Alcohol kills more people than weed kills people. You know, he's like not talking about those, you know, the prescription drugs and such. And I mean, if you haven't seen if you haven't seen it, you can check it out on allhiphop.com. Or you can check out my page. I've posted on my page and on our page, the TM Hyman Radio page. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting times we're living in. Interesting times. And speaking of 2 Chainz, they check this out. It's 2 Chainz, Lil Jon, Juicy J, and French Montana. We'll be right back. It's the same.
No better way. After that I'm smoking, I stay at the heaven gate. In the club, and she gone off the Snow White. Pouring up, activist, I need more Sprite. Throw this cash, watch me start a riot. Leave the club, then we taking things to the highest. Still got my whole clique on a click diet. Clapping, water money piling.
The magistrate, this is what I put it on a dinner plate. Pity strip club for a dinner date, trying to stop me from smoking like nigga right. Everywhere I go, I smell like a Marley. All the dippy with me look like Barbie. I ain't rolled in a first since Lee Harvey. I dress all my cars up Steve Harvey. I see that she drinking a lot. She turn up and she taking the shots. And my watch is so big you can see it from the parking lot. You know me, I'm just looking for thighs. I'm so high, so high. Somebody just turned off the watch. My shirt off and I'm taking them shots. Nigga, get her now for what?
Another fucking shot. Turn down for what?
I might pull up in the Lamb of the God. Bring 100
six flies to any weather. Turn up, there's no way to turn. Burn the roof off, let them fucker burn. Let them fucker burn, 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 burn. Baby on slow, color to another sucker. Made a meal, made another with a filler. Fuck a mother, money for the filler. I ain't comfortable, I don't love him, I ain't catch a filler. Fill this club up to the filler.
I'm gonna pull up in the Lamb of the God. Bring a 100 for the round.
Radio Live, 9:52 p.m. Yes, he on the East Coast. Tuned on for what? Yo, it's T.M. Hyman, Radio Live. I'm out in Boston. Got Mr. Hyman up in here holding it down for Tampa.
Hey, listen, Nicki Minaj and her ex, that dude Safari, straight beefing. Now, I think early in the week we talked about how, you know, she was clowning Safari with Lil Duval, the comedian. So apparently Safari caught wind of that, came back and straight put Nick on blast.
And shared
this week that he's the one writing those lyrics. That's why he sounds so much like Nicki, who called him corny. He sound like her because he's writing the lyrics. I actually believe that.
I don't believe it.
I actually believe that.
That's like a dude that lied on humping a girl. He one of them dudes right there.
Who does that? He ain't who right does that, though?
Dummies. And he did it. He's lying. I don't believe it. Nobody else came out and said it. Like, for real. I mean, all the beef that's been going on. Hold on. Let me say this. All the beef that's been going on in Young Money for the last couple of months, right? Somebody would have already came out with that before he did. And I'm not talking about, like.
No, I think there's some loyal Nicki Minaj fans. I think Nicki got fans like Beyonce. They're like killer. They're killer. They'll scratch your eyeballs out.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, she's got loyal fans. And so I think she has a loyal crew. So I don't think people would just come out and say that. I think it would take somebody to spark it. Now, what I'm surprised is that no one has come back to confirm or deny either way. So I'm interested to see how this thing plays out. But I actually believe that he'd been smashing for years. Why was she so loyal? He was bringing something to the table. I'm sure it was more than some D. Get out of here.
I'm quite sure it was more. It was her, my buddy, to drag around the country so she could always have somebody with her. I go for that. But going as far as to say that he wrote her wrong, I don't believe it. I don't. And because
time will
the thing
tell,
is that,
folks. Time will tell.
First of all, for the most part, when she does rhyme, it's very simple. It ain't too much to it. Now, it's her delivery that she rocks, and the fact that she's versatile in her voices and everything like that. But it's like somebody who could tell a good story, you know. But
and
there
she
are people
got that
who
from
could,
a mentor. She got that from a mentor, the ability to be able
yeah,
to
and I'll go for that.
And tell a good story. Yeah.
And I'll go for that. But Safari being that person, I don't believe him.
Well, I'm not going to say he wrote all the rhymes. I just think he had some influence. I don't think he's lying about that.
You know what?
Like,
how about this? I want to hear what songs he say he wrote. That's it. How about that? What songs you wrote? Tell me
Anaconda.
That.
Anaconda. I don't know.
Really?
Don't know.
No, Sir Mix-a-Lot had more to do with that than Safari did. Safari came up with a video concept. Let's put it in the Safari. That's original. I mean, you're right. Come on now.
Right. Yo, it's a big fight. It's a big fight coming up later this year, right?
Yes, Pacquiao has finally agreed to some terms in the fight. And it's supposed to be, tentatively, May 2nd, we're looking at for that Pacquiao and Mayweather fight. We'll see how this goes. They both get good money, regardless.
We will see.
Yes.
Hey,
hopefully.
Tell me you've seen Power.
And I haven't because
the
I do not have
Power.
Cable. Yeah, you know
listen,
I live in a cave.
Listen,
I don't.
A lot of folks are raving over
Empire or Power?
A lot of folks are raving over Empire, but I've not seen Empire yet because I'm stuck on Power. If you have not seen Power, listen, check it out. Compare it to Empire, and you might not be all that excited about Empire anymore. Power, folks. Power.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can I see it online? Can I see it online?
You might be able to YouTube it. I'm not sure. Yeah, you might be able to YouTube it.
Somebody got it. I know they do.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us tonight inside the Cypher. How we do, Madam CeeLo Boston, TM. Hey, welcome to the weekend, everybody. It's cold across the country. Listen, up in Virginia yesterday, that ice had folks slipping and sliding and gliding all over the place. Y'all be careful.
Yes, I bet. Look, that's the funny thing about it, because, you know, in Virginia, they're near the water, so it's the wind is always blowing. Here
hey,
it's
follow
just been
us on Twitter.
Cold with no wind.
At Hyman Radio, at Madam Boston, at Mr. T.M. Hyman. Hey, we up out of here. Have a great weekend. Boston, take us
love
home,
you.
Mama.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out next week. Love y'all.
Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show.